On March 29th, a new mural will be unveiled that will decorate the Pendleton neighborhood on East 12th Street. The mural is entitled Get Up, and here to speak with me today about his new work is internationally known graffiti artist Mazer. Thank you for joining me.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
Well, sure. Before we talk about your latest piece, I want to know a little bit more about your background, both personally and artistically. You are from Ireland, correct?
That's it, yeah, from Dublin.
From Dublin. I was going to ask, because my wife and I were in Dublin many years back, and we spent most of our time in, you know, Temple Bar District and,
okay,
and Grafton Street. So we didn't encounter much graffiti.
Yeah.
Is graffiti a big part of the urban scene?
It's so where you were is, you know, it's a tourist destination of sorts. It's like Ireland condensed into, you know, it's like a little hyper-reality there. So I guess there wouldn't be so much murals. I have a few murals in there squeezed in between the streets and stuff like that. But as a whole, yeah, graffiti, street art, mural art in Ireland is a big thing. It's actually been around for years. Obviously up north in Belfast, there's a lot of murals there that a lot of people in the States would be aware of. But in terms of graffiti, street art, you know, it's still quite a new thing, and it's developing quite a lot. But yeah, there's a lot out there. Like, I've been painting for about 15 years, maybe a bit more, since I started using the medium of spray paint and actually painting then, you know, canvas work and stuff like that. So, you know, I've been doing it with a collective of guys for quite a long time. So I guess it's been quite underground for years, but now it's become a bit more socially acceptable, more mainstream, and more people are being aware of it in the last recent years, you know.
Well, like you said, I'm probably most familiar, as are probably most Americans, with the murals and the graffiti art, like you said, in Belfast, which is very politically charged.
Yeah.
Is the graffiti, say, in Dublin and other places similar, or is it more free expression?
More free expression, but still a lot of the content driven could be from current affairs, what's happening in Ireland, maybe the recession, the government, you know, that seems to be the content for a lot of street artists. I think everything, sort of what people do, is politically driven in some way. You're quite aware of your surroundings, and that just sort of comes through and comes out, you know. So a lot of the work I do would have an underlying theme, but I try to just do it in a positive manner, really. You know, I'll be addressing topics, but try to do it in a positive manner, mainly because it's us people on ground level that have to see it every day and read it. So if you're attacking someone, you know, want to spread positivity rather than negative stuff, you know.
Sure. And your own personal background, do you have a fine arts background? Or
I went and did fine art I did school. Then in Ireland, you do secondary school and then you go into college. That consists of 3 years specialising in a course. Did fine art, really wasn't my thing. So I left and went back becoming, I was a commis chef for a few years. So I went back cooking for a few years, did that and sort of found myself again, and then went and studied graphic design, visual communications. And that consists of logo design, typography. I really got into typography. And then I think that sort of kept with me, you know, and sort of still doing my own thing, graffiti. You know, graffiti is sort of typography in another way. It's abstract typography, you know, expressing yourself through letter forms. So everything just sort of amalgamated together, and that's sort of what I do now.
And this piece that you have more or less completed now for the city of Cincinnati called Get Up.
Yeah.
It seems to me, if I'm reading this correctly, it's kind of part of a series of pieces that you've done around the world, really.
Yeah. It originated really from, you know, as I said, I studied design, understood, you know, artists want to communicate, you know, so you do a painting, you're trying to interact with the audience, they understand what you're trying to express. So I continue that sort of idea of communication. So as, you know, my tag is Mazer, I started writing Mazer Loves You on the streets, just positive messages. That then, you know, sort of grew legs, got a lot of, so I started writing more messages, and it's brought me to a place now where it is positive messaging, whether that be, you know, mental health, it could be the economy, anything really. Like, it's, you know, some of the messages are quite open, and like, you are alive, that I'd write, or live in love, or so the idea here now with the series of work is Get Up, and it's work I want to do over the next 2 years, and it's pretty much support systems, you know, if you're falling down, get back up, people supporting one another. you know, being there for each other, you know. So as I said, we'd be just mental health issues. So addressing that, you know, speak out, talk to people. People are there for you. So with the mural down the road there, it's sort of based on that idea. It's figurative. So it's portraits of people literally falling down, people helping each other up. And, you know, I learned a lot about that district that I'm painting, and it seems to be that there's a great community there and supporting each other. And it's gone through this transition as well. So when I read about that and, you know, was told about it, I was just like, oh, this is quite fitting. You know, it's like the message sort of sits well.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was going to ask you, how was the site itself selected for this artwork?
It was through Agar, this company that invited me over to do the mural and also this event on Friday. So they gave me the location pretty much. They were like, you know, this is a wall here, and I just saw it and it was amazing. The scale's huge. The architecture as well has a sort of German feel of architecture off it, or Dutch. It's just lovely, lovely building. It's great canvas. And so, you know, I jumped at the opportunity.
And how did Agar discover you?
It was last November. I had a show in Arkansas in a town called Fayetteville. Originally, I came over to Arkansas to paint a mural for a skate park. Met a guy called Steve Clark. Got on really well with him. We're real good friends now. He invited me back to have a show. And then one of the guys from Agar, Josh, was at the show. And then so built a relationship with him. He's a cool guy. Got on really well. Told him my sort of goals, my ideals. He's on the same page. So, you know, their company, like they're about people having a good time, experience stuff. And that's sort of what I want to do, is saying, you know, experiential, you know, people get something from what I do. And so we just said, let's do something here.
The actual design of the mural itself, how much of it was dictated by the shape of the building? Because if you're looking at the building side, the back sort of slopes down as it goes further back.
Yeah. Well, it's as good as square, you know, rectangular, sorry. So I would just do sketches, you know. When I was in Dublin in my studio, I took a lot of photographs of models doing these poses that I wanted. And then just when, you know, I was aware of that shape of the building, and I just sort of worked it into it, you know. To, like, you don't want to fill the whole space either, because we're sort of respecting the building and showing the red brick. We didn't just blast over it all with paint. So using the negative space is a positive as well. So it focuses in just on certain areas.
Again, I'm glad you said I was interested by that as well. Just today I was overlooking at the mural, and
yeah,
I thought it was a very bold decision to leave so much of the building itself exposed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's rare that you get such a nice canvas. You know, it's usually a white wall or plastered wall, you know. So, you know, it's hard to work with as well. It's been tough, the weather and whatnot. And, you know, it's rare that you get such an old red brick wall. So we still have a good bit to do to it, you know.
Okay.
But that's the bulk of what you've seen there.
Well, as you've experienced firsthand, March in Cincinnati can be very unpredictable weather-wise. How has the weather affected the work that you've been doing?
It's been okay, because we've been sort of working on two projects. The indoor installation, which is this Friday, which is literally two buildings up, and then the outdoor. So we've just been juggling the two. Whenever it's been raining, we've been working inside. Whenever it's been driving, working outside. And it's sort of good for us as well, because you can step away from it, take a breather, evaluate what you're doing, and go back to it again. And it's a lot of work. We've been here for 2 weeks, and we're working every day. But so, you know, we're used to the weather as well. It's snowing at home right now as well, so it rains most days, so we work around it.
So when you're doing the work, are you doing the painting yourself, or do you have a crew?
I have a good friend, Colm, here with me, because of the scale of the wall and the indoor installation. You know, Colm's also a carpenter, well, more skilled than just a carpenter. But so, you know, I invited him over with me to lend a hand if he had the available time, and lucky for me, he was. And it's also just sharing experiences, you know. It's like, if you can share that experience with a friend, and, you know, that's the sort of some of the, you know, that's how I try to explain to some of the people. We do the mural, but the mural's sort of like the bookmark to the experience, you know. So I sort of do stuff for memories as well. So in 10 years' time, we can look back and like, oh, remember I was in Cincinnati with Colin when we did this, you know. We have the photos in the mural to prove it. So it's great to, yeah, it depends. A lot of stuff I do on my own, but if it's too big for me, I bring one or two people in with me.
Briefly, I want to talk about just your artistic style. Looking at some of your other work and other murals and things that you've done, there's consistently large, bold places of color, of almost flat, usually bold neon type colors, and then a very strong diagonal line consistency to it. What's the idea behind all that?
It's probably coming from a graphic background. A lot of the stuff I would be doing, you know, so some of the work I'll be doing may be addressing historical issues, but I want to do them in a contemporary fashion. So younger kids might look at them and, you know, I remember being in school and trying to read a history book and just phasing out. So I'm trying to tackle a few things, but that's just a style I think that's originated from me. I come from a city. The pattern stripe stuff is also very vector and it's synthetic almost, you know, and I love that idea because you put it then in a natural environment to contrast. You know, there's no perfect clean straight line in nature. So we would do, as you see, we do some forest installations. When you put that graphic element into something like that, it sort of interrupts the space, you know. And as a graffiti writer as well, you know, I'm very aware that when you do a mural on a street one day and it hasn't been there before, you're interrupting that flow of traffic that someone, you know, that might be their path every day, and then you come by the next day and there's a huge live and love. So that idea of interrupting space as well is quite appealing to me. So we do a lot of graphic stuff where we close off streets maybe with these vector lines, and you know, there's a few different reasons why we do stuff like that, but it's all fun.
How has the neighborhood reacted to you doing your work there?
Oh good. We've just literally been on a cherry picker looking at a red brick wall most days. But anyone's going by, it's getting a good vibe off it. The guys next door to us, the neighbours, are really, really nice. And your man's out chatting to us most days when he's there. And yeah, it's quite a spot. Like, it's not that busy, but yeah, everyone's nice. And as I said, it's just this real nice sense of community. You know, there's music going off and car on the street and there's someone shouting from their window, and you know, it's cool. Like, it's good.
So what's next for you after you leave Cincinnati?
After I leave Cincinnati, I'm going to shoot home because I've been away from my girlfriend a little bit too long, so I better go home. So I was just in New York and I was in Arkansas and then I was in Wisconsin and I was here. So after this, I go home. I have to do a piece with a French artist called J.R. and then get ready for hopefully a show in June in Dublin.
Well, I've had the pleasure of speaking with international muralist Mazur. You can find his latest work, Get Up, on East 12th Street in downtown Cincinnati, between Pendleton Street and Reading Road. There will be an artist reception at the site on Friday, March 29th, as part of Pendleton's Final Friday celebration. The reception will feature other works by Mazur, as well as music by several local musicians, including Archer's Paradox, Black Signal, and DJ Clockwork. For pictures of the new mural and links to more information about Mazur and Agar, please visit us at wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Somewhere I'll never forget. I'm placing someone I don't love.